Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth of the word of God. We thank you that your word cannot lie, that you do not change, Father, but you remain the same, that you are faithful, Lord, to your word, that you have upheld your word even above your name, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are true, Lord, and you will not lie. You're not a man that you could lie, nor the son of man that you would repent. And you have given us your word. And Jesus said, Lord, thy word is truth. So speak to us, O God, we pray. Open our hearts and our minds for a few minutes today that we may hear the truth of who you are and all that you give. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm going to review briefly because we haven't really been on the last couple of Sundays, but I started talking a little bit about the love of God and how to walk in love. Because the Bible says, what does the Bible say? 1 John 4:16, God is love. He doesn't have love. He doesn't act like love. He is love. It's who he is. And if you're his son or his daughter, really, it's who you are. Your nature is love. Love has filled you. Because why? God came and made his home in you, didn't he? Your spirit was changed from darkness to light, and we've talked a little bit about that, the life of God that actually came in. And we were talking about certain things about love. And we started out and we said, if we're going to walk in love, we're going to have to love our enemies. That's one of the first things Jesus said about the love of God. He said to what? First, love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But he also says, Matthew 5:43, you've heard that it was said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. Verse 44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use and persecute you. How many know it's so easy to love our friends? Amen. It's easy to love your friend, isn't it? They love me back. Oh, man, it's always nice. It's good when people love us back, isn't it? But how many know sometimes our enemies are a little harder to love? It's not easy. And sometimes we end up gaining strongholds or thought patterns in our mind against certain types of people or certain segments of society or certain politicians. Hallelujah, anyhow, right? He said, uh-oh, he said that one word, you know, you're not supposed to talk about religion and politics. Well, religion can send you to hell, so we don't want to talk about that. But we do want to talk about our relationship with the Father and how his love affects us and how that love is shed abroad in our heart, what, by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 5, right? Amen. And we said that one, our enemies is one that is antagonistic, someone that's antagonistic to another, especially one seeking to injure, overthrow, or confound an opponent. In other words, they're ready to overthrow or confound you. How many know? Usually your enemies don't speak real well of you. Amen? Anybody ever had that happen to you in your life? Sometimes it can even be a family member or even sometimes a so-called friend. Amen. Anybody ever had that happen? Maybe you've been betrayed by a friend or by someone close to you or someone that should have been able to be trusted by us. But what did Jesus say? He said to love, to bless, to do good, and to pray. Even for our enemies, those that despitefully use us, they come against us when it doesn't seem right, when it's not fair. Amen. we have to still love and do those things. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. And we looked at some different examples. We see what Peter said in 1 Peter 3:8. He said, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous." He said, verse 9, 1 Peter 3:9, "not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you thereto are called, that you should inherit what a blessing." Amen. And we saw some things. There is a blessing in walking in the love of God when we put it to work for us. Amen. How many know you can put it to work? You can put love to work. Well, it's putting God to work, isn't it? But we know that love is something we are and someone that lives within us. And because of Him, what? The peace of God, the patience of God, the kindness of God can flow from within. And we can have a joy in the midst of it. You say, what? Yes, we can. Why? Because joy flows from within. Our spirit is filled with it. Our spirit is filled with that love. The love of God was shed abroad in our heart, what? By the Holy Spirit. And when we spend time with the Holy Spirit, what begins to build up on the inside of us? Love begins to build up on the inside of us. Because everything that He is to us, in us, and that He wants to produce through us is what begins to come forward on the inside of us when we spend time praying in other tongues. It is one of the tools that God has given us to help us in our love walk. Now, Jude 20, we all know Jude 20, right? "But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." But many times we omit the next verse, don't we? 21 says, "keeping yourselves," what, "in the love of God." How? Partly by praying in the Holy Ghost. It's one of the things that, what, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for what? The mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. How many times do we look for mercy? We want mercy, don't we? How many ever been that place and maybe you did something that wasn't exactly right and you wanted mercy? Oh, Lord, be merciful to me. Oh, Lord, and you want somebody else to be merciful to you. Maybe you ran that red light and you want the judge to be merciful, don't you? Well, that'll be $500. Can you maybe, you know, put that down a little, judge, and be merciful? I throw myself on the mercy of the court, right? But how many know and how many are thankful for the court of heaven? The court of heaven says His mercies are new every morning. The court of heaven says we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. There's good news in the house today. There's good news when we begin to allow the love of God to begin to be our priority, when we think about it, when we purpose to say, hey, I'm going to practice love. Romans 13:10 says, "love does no harm to his neighbor." No ill will, right? You know, do you think about it before we do something or say something? How's that going to affect that person? How's it going to affect their life? What is it going to look like if I say such and such to the boss about them? Many times the boss already knows, see. But we think we need to add our two cents, don't we, sometimes? Are we thinking the best of others or are we thinking the worst? Are we believing that God's working or are we looking at the natural? See, when we believe God, we're trusting that He is moving in the supernatural realm, in a realm that we don't see. And you know, sometimes we make judgments on people, but what we didn't see is they just knelt down, and you think, well, how come God could use them? Well, last night they knelt down beside their bed and they asked God to forgive them. And He did. And that's what I want to talk a little bit more about today. Love. We talked about different characteristics of love. But today, and we talked about the law of the New Testament, that there is the law of love. But the God kind of love forgives. And that's really what I want to talk a little bit about today, is the God kind of love that forgives. Now, there's two kinds of forgiveness we're going to step in today. And that's the forgiveness for a fellow man, but there's also forgiveness of ourselves, amen, that God gives. And sometimes we forget. Yes, we need to forgive our fellow man, but we also need to forgive ourselves, because God forgives us. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. We're going to start there today. Ephesians 4:32 says this: be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. And then it tells us how to forgive. Even as God forgave, right? Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Even as God, for Christ's sake, because of what Jesus did, forgive as He forgave you. How many think that's a tall order from heaven? How did God forgive through Jesus? How did Jesus forgive? Completely, didn't He? He forgave totally, and it doesn't matter how bad a person has been or how mean they've been or how unforgiving or how unlike God they've been. How many know if we'll acknowledge who Jesus is and we'll acknowledge that the blood paid the price for our sin? If we acknowledge who God is and the sacrifice He paid, He is more than willing to forgive. Even the thief at the cross at the last moment, Jesus turned to him. What did He say? Remember me in your kingdom, Lord. Remember me when you go into your kingdom. And said, today you're going to be with me in paradise. The mercy of God extends to the very last moments of this life. And if we have an intercessor sometimes slightly beyond, some people have come so close to death, they were dying and they knew they were going down. But how many know somebody prayed and God snatched them up and they were there long enough to confess Jesus as Lord? They may have even seen the flames of hell. I remember one story that was told by a missionary of a man that would serve the devil. And he would pray against their work over and over. And every year he would go into the cave. He could not read or write, this man, but he knew how to touch the powers of darkness. And he would go into a cave. 4, 5, 6 days, fasting and praying, no water, no food. And he would begin talking to the enemy, and he would fast and pray until the devil would appear to him. And they would talk over the plans of how they're going to destroy the church of God. But how many know the gates of hell cannot destroy the church of God? Amen. We've got more power than he does. And he didn't realize that. Not at first. And there's a limited amount of power that the devil has. How many know that? He has some limited power, yeah. He can do some things and cause some havoc. That's his job. He's the accuser of the brethren, isn't he? He's the one that brings unkind things and things that cause, make it more difficult for the gospel to go forward. Well, this man was there and he was, I don't know, they call him a witch doctor, I guess. Basically, he's like a witch doctor. And he had two sons, and his two sons went to one of the services at the church. And some of the people said, oh, there's trouble. There's trouble back here. We got trouble, but they began to pray. How many know prayer breaks the power of the enemy? Amen. Well, these two boys, they gave their hearts to Jesus. Gave their hearts to God. Said, Jesus, be Lord of our life. Talked to him a little bit. Now, nothing's more powerful than the blood of Jesus. That's about all they knew. And they got born again. When they got home, their father knew it. He was mad. Oh, he was furious at him. He knew something had happened. Being spiritually at least inclined, he had basically kicked him out of the house, but one of the boys stuck around anyway. Hallelujah. And he got sick within about a month's time, and he got a sickness on him, and he could not get it off of him. He tried all his demonic works, but they didn't work. And he ended up dying. But how many know? One of his sons that had stayed at the house began to pray for him the moment he died. And he began to call his father back to life. 1 hour passed and 2 hours passed, and he kept speaking life over his father. And 3 and 4 hours passed, and finally, the sixth hour, his father came back into his body and was raised from death to life. I'm talking about the mercy of God here, the love of God, the forgiveness of our Father. How thoroughly the price was paid. See, Jesus is Lord of heaven, earth, and under the earth, the Bible says. He's even Lord of hell. So what? Yeah. Doesn't mean his will is done there. Because there's but it is his will. That's where the punishment's handed out, amen. It wasn't designed for mankind. Hell was not made for man, it was made for the devil and his angels. It was not made for man. But man will go there if he chooses. If he does not choose Jesus, it's Jesus or perish, amen. How many are listening today? Did you hear me? I said, it's Jesus or perish. If you don't receive him before you die, it could be too late. I pray you have an intercessor that's praying for you. Sometimes intercessors pass and go to heaven, and their prayers are still answered. I was listening to Brother Barry, I think it is. Some of you know Barry from Jim's church. Sweet man of God. Many of you online may know Barry, but he was talking about his mother. She prayed for him, and she didn't get to see the fruit of her prayers, but he's serving Jesus, amen? Hallelujah. She will see it, but she didn't get to see it while she was alive on the earth. Some of our prayers will be answered after we're gone. Some of you will pray and give your life in prayer and think nothing happened. Lord, why didn't you? But you'll know. He did answer me. We have faith. Amen. Faith sometimes doesn't see everything in this life change in the natural right then. But in the spirit, they already know. And you've already received it done. And God's going to answer you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whew, that just thrills my soul. It's the forgiveness of God. See, love forgives. So one of these characteristics of the God kind of love is that it forgives When God's love's in demonstration, there's an attitude of forgiveness, because love and forgiveness go hand in hand. See here in this verse, you can see that attitude of forgiveness. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. When we forget where we've come from, when we forgot the salvation and the forgiveness of God in our own life, Peter said, you are short-sighted. You're not seeing the whole picture. You've forgotten from where you came. Sometimes it happens in the body of Christ. We get forgiven and then we start judging other people. Well, I overcame that. I beat that. What's wrong with them? There's nothing wrong with them. They're still struggling, maybe in their flesh. But how many know it? You didn't overcome all the time, just right that second. The first time you talked to the Lord about it, maybe you failed several times. And His mercy came many times, but then you finally won that battle. Amen? How many know there are strongholds and things that people fight that they need forgiveness for, and they're going to need you and I to walk in forgiveness? What are you going to do when outside the door there are many standing and they're chanting against you because they believe in a certain lifestyle and they're throwing things at you and they're cursing you because you stand for righteousness? Are you going to forgive? Are you going to walk in the love of God? Amen. We may see some of these things. Certain groups, they don't like what you believe. They may come and be a little violent toward you. Coming to church. Well, what happened to you today? Well, somebody threw some urine on me. Or maybe some blood. Are you going to come in and worship God just like you did last week when nothing happened? Just like it was last year, just like it was, has been for a long time. But now things have changed. See, persecution comes. The Bible says the righteous will suffer persecution. It's not something we have to believe for, but it may happen. It may happen to you and I. I prefer to have peace and freedom. Amen. Don't you? I want to have revival with peace and freedom, but the Bible says there is a certain amount of persecution that's coming. Now here in Canada, the U.S., so forth, we haven't really had too much yet. You know, maybe a few things here and there. Hallelujah. I don't know how I got off on that, but it was good anyway. The God kind of love has to be practiced or exercised before it will benefit us. One way that we exercise God's love is to forgive. Love exercised can grow and develop. Did you know love can grow? That means God on the inside of you can grow. God in me. Why? Because I become more aware of who He is and who I am in Him and the son that He has made me, or the daughter that He has made me, the child that He has made me, the heir that He has made me, that I am a son and a daughter of the living King, and His forgiveness lives in me. And we can exercise that forgiveness. In other words, when love is practiced, then it brings results. And love that is practiced, it not only brings results, it brings great rewards. Not only in this life, but also in the life to come. Amen? How many know it affects our life when we walk and we choose, I'm going to forgive? We choose before an offense ever takes place against us. Amen? We can choose, I'm going to be a forgiver. I'm going to be one that blesses and doesn't curse. I'm going to be one that prays for my enemies. I'm going to be a forgiver. Hallelujah. Paul wrote this here to the church of Ephesus about exercising the God kind of love, didn't he? I mean, here we have And the Holy, well, I should say, I mean, really, the Holy Spirit spoke through the Apostle Paul and said to the Ephesians, what is this God kind of love really like? You could say he was asking, what is this love like? If you ask what the God, what the love of God is like, you're asking what God is like because he is love. Amen. What is God like? What is his love like? What is God? Who is God? The love of God is kind, tender-hearted, and it's always ready to forgive. Amen. I hear somebody saying, well, I don't think it's easy to forgive. And that's true. There are things that happen in life, and sometimes it's not easy on our flesh or on our emotion. But how many know deep down in our spirit, we have the love of God and we can release and forgive. It doesn't matter how hard it was. It doesn't matter how difficult or how horrible it may have been. Someone has had it worse. You say, well, how do you know? I remember listening to Corrie Ten Boom, and she said, there is no valley too deep. There's nothing that's too deep that God will not be there, that he is not going to give you the grace to forgive. We're not talking about a human love. We're talking about divine love. Amen. That's different. Human love? No. You say, well, how can I do that? How can I forgive in and of our natural selves? We cannot. It is impossible with the natural man. But with our spiritual man that is alive to God, all things are possible. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9:27 for a minute. God knew that we needed to be told to be kind to one another, because how many know, how many of you still live in a human body? Anybody here that doesn't live in a human body? We're all in the human body, aren't we? That's why we're here. If you no longer have a human body, then you died and you're not here. The real you is gone. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9:27. We live in a human body that has not been quite redeemed. So there's some things that we have to do. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good news. He said, we can then bring our body under subjection to what? To the truth of God's word. To the truth of his kindness and his tenderheartedness. To the truth of remembering that he has forgiven me and I can walk in forgiveness toward others. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a castaway. Someone that is disqualified from walking in the fullness of who God is. Amen. Paul was saying here, I don't want to disqualify myself. I'm going to keep my body under. I'm going to bring my emotions, my flesh, my wrong behaviors under subjection to my spiritual man. And I'm going to make my body obey. I'm going to make my flesh do what is right. And as I do, I am practicing the love of God. I am enforcing the love that God has shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. The God kind of love forgives and forgets. You said, what? Yeah, God's love can forget. Do you know it is possible to forget and still remember? You say, well, what do you mean? You know, there are things that people tell you sometimes you've just got to forget. I choose by an act of my will not to remember that, Lord. I don't know what they're talking about. I choose to forgive it. And sometimes, yes, deep down we remember it. The Bible says God forgives it, forgets it, doesn't he? He throws it into the, we talk about the sea of forgetfulness, don't we? How deep is the sea? It's pretty deep. Really deep, many places. Amen. Get out to the ocean or the sea. It's full of depth and it's forgotten. And God forgets it. And many times we have to learn to forget some things. In other words, what ends up happening a lot of times with humans, or at least with us and with my life, is sometimes we even remember some things, but the sting is no longer there. The pain is not there anymore. It's like it happened to somebody else. You said, well, is that possible? With God, all things are possible. Isaiah 43:25. Let's look at that. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know that love can forgive? Romans 5, remember? The love of God has been shed abroad where? In our heart, in your spiritual man, by the Holy Spirit who's in us. And we said that as we pray in tongues, see, that love is what comes forward. Now, some people will say this. They go over there to 1 Corinthians 13. The Bible said, if I pray in tongues and have not love, it profits me nothing. But that is true. But if you'll keep praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit is bringing you into the love of God. Because he's praying out the very mind of God for your life. You are surrendering your life over to him because you're giving him permission to do his will in you. You're saying, Lord, here I am. You begin to open your mouth. Does that start with you? No, it starts with him. He gives a divine language. He downloads it to you, and you allow it to pass through your voice, through your being, through your spirit, and you speak it out your mouth, and you are creating a very life that's surrendered to God. It begins with some words that you speak supernaturally. And when you're praying in tongues, the Lord said to me, he says, you are giving your life to me. It is part of you saying, I'm giving God permission to work in me to do his will and to do of his good pleasure. And the number one thing he desires is that we operate in love. But we're on 43:25. I haven't forgotten where we're going. Isaiah 43:25 says, Even I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and I will not remember thy sins. Take a deep breath. God has forgiven me. God's not remembering my sin. God is not holding that terrible thing against me. I remember one gentleman that I worked with. And I began to witness to him, and I really liked him a lot. Really nice guy. I mean, I say that, but I mean, from what I knew, he seemed to be a pretty nice fella and easy to talk with and get along with. But he couldn't seem to find the ability to receive God's forgiveness for himself. He said, you don't understand what I've done in my life. Things that I have done. And I said, I don't. I said, you're absolutely right. I have no idea. But God knows. And his love goes all the way to the deepest part of the sea. His love goes all the way to the deepest part of despair, to the deepest sin he has forgiven. And just like I said earlier about the man, I forgot, he got raised You know, he was raised from the dead. And they said, did you see anything while you were gone? You were gone for 6 hours. Did you see anything? Yes, I saw a man. And he began, as I told you, he couldn't read or write, so he'd never read it. But he began to explain, expose and began to explain and share the picture of Jesus as written in the book of Revelation. His hair is white as wool. His eyes are like coals of fire. And he began to describe Jesus just like it's written in the book of Revelation. And they said, did he say anything to you? He said, yes. He said 3 words to me. He said, I love you. This is a man that had been fighting against God his whole life, had known nothing of the love of God, had known nothing about God, wanted nothing to do with God, fighting against God, just like the Apostle Paul was putting people in prison. He had much to forgive, didn't he, of his own self. And this man, he said, immediately I was back in my body, raised from death. And he became a stalwart, strong Christian man and became one of the pastors of the missionary and pastored one of the churches and began to know God. But how many know? We've got to know that he will forgive and he will forget. And not remember our sins, not just to others, but to you. He said, if our hearts condemn us not, we can come what? Boldly to God. If our heart does not condemn us. And when we know that he has forgiven us. What's another scripture? As far as what? The east is from the west, right? He's forgiven us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews, let's go to, the Psalm 103:3. Let's go to Psalm for a minute. I like this Psalm, Psalm 103. Many of you are familiar with it. You know, Psalm 103, he says, what? I'm just going to start at the beginning because I really like this one. But we're going to get down to at least verse 3 here. So, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. He forgives what? All our iniquity, doesn't he? And he heals all of our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. There's good news in the house today. Hallelujah. Micah 7:19 is where we get the idea anyway. Hallelujah. Micah 7:19, where he puts... Oh, Malachi, Micah. Hallelujah. It's over here. Well, your pages stick together, probably. Hallelujah. It's right after the book of Jonah. Jonah, Micah, if that helps you at all. But Micah chapter 7, verse 19, says, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. This is where we see that God, what? Casts our depths. And many people, it's been known as the sea of forgetfulness. Because God has chosen to forget our sin. Hallelujah. Good news in the house tonight. Let's look at a New Testament scripture. I want to go to Hebrews 8:12. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12 in the New Testament. So, well, that's under the old covenant. Yes, it is. And God did blot out their sin. He did forgive man's sin. See, they were forgiven. How many know our sins are taken away completely? they're gone forever. Glory to God. Under the old covenant, they still remembered a lot of things. They had to go year after year to get that forgiveness, to bring the lamb. But how many know Jesus is the lamb that was slain forever and ever? Amen. They were saved in the truth of the coming Messiah. Now we're looking back. Now we haven't quite got our glorified body yet, but we have the truth of health and healing, don't we? We still know we're going to have a glorified body. And we can walk in divine health if we'll get our faith out there. Amen. Hallelujah. But 8:12 says this, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember," what? "No more." No more. Hallelujah. I don't know what you did yesterday. I don't know if you sinned. I don't know if you've asked the Lord to forgive you. Maybe you've been begging Him to forgive you for something. The Lord has forgiven you. He has heard your cry. As far as the east is from the west, He's removed it from you. Put it in the sea of forgetfulness. He has chosen not to remember anymore. That is how God forgives. And it's also the way you and I can forgive. Amen. We can walk in forgiveness. Love forgives. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be quick to forgive. Hallelujah. Well, there's a lot of other scriptures I have today that we're not going to get to. Maybe we'll pick up there next week. But, you know, because we know that forgiveness doesn't hold grudges, does it? The love of God doesn't hold grudges. Maybe there's somebody you hadn't forgiven. Maybe they already died. You can still forgive. Amen. I know there's people in my life that I had to forgive. I had to release them. Forgive them. Maybe they said things that weren't kind to you. Maybe they did things to you that weren't right. Sometimes people are beaten. Sometimes people are abused physically, emotionally, and sometimes even spiritually. Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a coach. Maybe it was something small. Maybe it was something big. But how many know we all need to forgive? Amen? And to receive the forgiveness of God. Maybe you're having trouble forgiving yourself. I know one guy, one couple, they had been, well, quite notorious in the city. Had stolen a lot of things and had done a lot of things. They were even, you know, even the news was talking about people that had done such and such, and they, at least they were thinking it was them. Finally, the pastor said, "Shut the news off. Don't listen to it. Just go into God. Just go into seeking after God. And let God's cleansing power, let His favor, let His grace forgive you. Don't listen to what the world tells you, amen. Listen to what God has said. I forgive." Now, don't get me wrong. There's people that have done some things. Maybe you've committed murder. Sometimes people have consequences in the natural. They're going to have a small time in a certain amount of time. They may have to be in jail. But how many know even God can redeem us from the pit? Amen. He can give favor and grace and mercy, even in the natural. I know one particular gentleman, he was guilty, and he actually broke out of jail 3 different times. He was on his 3rd escape from jail when God got a hold of his heart. His mama had been praying. How many know mama's prayer is going to find you? Daddy's prayer is going to find you. Grandma's prayer is going to find you. Just get ready. You may as well give up now. If they've been praying for you, you might come run down right here, right now today. Come on down. You can be saved. It's all right. You can commit today. Today can be your day. Amen. Might as well be, because it's going to happen. I promise you. Because the Holy Spirit will answer your prayers. Why? You've been made right with God. See, Mama found that out. And you can find that out, that God's not holding it against you. He loves you. And He wants to give you His best. But we have to say, Lord, yes, I need Your forgiveness. I need that. I must have it. He said, you must be born again. You must receive Jesus into your life. He loves you so much. Yes, the price was paid, but how many know? We must acknowledge it. We must say, yes, I need a Savior. We must say, yes, I need your forgiveness, Father. Yes, I've sinned. Yes, I've done wrong. But once you do, how many know that forgiveness is so complete? And there's a freedom that comes to you. And when you forgive, there's a release, amen, on the inside of you. Sometimes it's a process for some people. He said, a process? Well, what do you mean? Well, yes, He forgave me and I forgive. But how many know we have to learn to walk in that forgiveness? We have to learn to receive God's mercy. We have to learn to say, yes, I forgive myself. I believe God loves me. And He's forgiven me. And then sometimes we have pain in there and we have to let God bring that pain to the surface to bring healing. And we may forgive as far as we know. And then it may take us a little deeper. Amen. And we forgive until finally we're totally free. We walk free with Him. Amen. When we forgive, we say, Lord, I forgive. I hold that person blameless. If you're here today, I'm not asking you to go on a witch hunt, but if you're listening today, just search your heart. Say, Lord, is there anyone that I have not really forgiven today? Is there anyone in your mind, in your heart? Maybe it was, like I said, maybe it was a teacher, a friend, you've been betrayed, whatever it is. It's not for me to know, but between you and God, think about it. Ask the Holy Spirit. Make it real. Some of you may already know. Well, I got this one friend that we've been back and forth for a long time. Or that one relationship or somebody that you have a hard time dealing with. And you say, Lord, I really do need to forgive them. Or that person that hurts you. Or maybe you have nothing to do with them anymore. And that's okay. Doesn't mean what they did was right. But Lord, I'm going to forgive them. You're choosing to forgive today. Let's just say, Father, I thank you for your love, which is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. And by an act of my will, I choose to forgive. I choose to walk in forgiveness before evil things even happen to me. Before I hear things, I forgive. Before I even enter into any of those situations, Lord, I choose to be a forgiver. I forgive those who have hurt me. I release them, Lord. And I receive your forgiveness. Forgive me for holding anything against anyone, Lord. And help me to continue to walk in forgiveness. Because you've forgiven me, I forgive. Amen. Hallelujah.